We've been working in that spot, and I think he also does some stuff in the South Shore too.
Yeah,
but we met up then.
I do. You know, I won't lie. I do love that place. I was literally
just there.
I was just there on Friday working with Walter Sickert and the Armory Broken Toys. Shout out to them. Woo. Because shout outs. So Nikki, I want to hear you. I could just tell from the look on your face that you got a lot of stories.
I've done some things. Yes.
tell me the well, I mean, like I said, it's Valentine's Day.
Right.
So we're here to talk about how much we hate Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't say I hate it. I don't understand why we have to save these sentiments for a single day out of the year.
There you go.
It's like how everyone's really nice on Christmas, or at least the week up to Christmas. And then everybody goes back to being a jerk the rest of the year.
See, I got to disagree on the Christmas thing because like, you know, in a season that's supposed to be like brotherhood of man, be kind to each other, you know, be nice to each other,
right.
Share love and joy. That all goes out the window when you're trying to find a place to park at a mall.
True. True.
You know?
It's one of the reasons why I don't
get
drive.
Into the mall.
Or even get into the mall. I mean, it's like it's like going to a Star Trek convention and fighting with the little kids over the action figures.
Well, you got to get them first.
You do.
You got to get them first. And the first lesson you learn is disappointment. So the important thing is, you know what? Those kids, they should have been faster.
Here's some call, Johnny.
They
take the call.
Been faster, yeah.
It's a life lesson. It is indeed a life lesson. We need to let our children and our future know that the world just stinks.
Yeah.
get it all out in the open. You know, I when I first started playing in Boston, I had three gigs in the same year that sort of like exemplified how the club scene in Boston works. My first gig was at the Channel.
Oh.
Way back when. It was one of those new band Wednesdays. And it was in that time where the synth pop thing was happening for about 20 minutes in Boston. We were the only band on that bill with guitars. It was crazy. But you walk into that place, and it's huge. I mean, the place is just enormous. And I thought, wow, you know, all these legendary bands play here all the time. You know, so I just thought all the clubs were that big. Second gig was the Paradise, opening up for Bon Jovi.
Wow.
Again, another big place, not as big as the Channel, but nice. They had little seats up in the balcony. Third gig was at the Rat, and then all bets were off. So
what a troika to start.
I know,
with.
Right? Right. Woo. So we went right from the Channel to the Paradise to the Rat, and then it just continued to go downhill. You know, I mean, if the Kirkland were open at the time, I probably would have played there next. You know?
There you go.
And I'm sorry that I missed the Rat. From everything that I hear, it was a beautiful place to be. We need a new Rat. I will start this campaign for.
I don't think we need a new. You know, here's the thing. I don't get. You know, there's some people that go. You know, have to sit around and go. Yeah, I remember the good old days at Cantones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been playing in bands since I don't even know when at this point. And it's kind of like, yeah, but you know what? There are all these great clubs. And, like, you know, people complain about clubs closing down. And that's a terrible thing because, you know, this is a great town for local music. And the biggest problem about this town is now the price of living here is too expensive to even make the music.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So the Boston music scene has now spread out to Somerville. And Medford, and Everett, and Revere, and Lowell.
And the Great Scott is a Taco Bell.
And Great Scott is a Taco Bell. Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, there are all these other places that have opened up. The Loft, the
right,
Jungle.
Right.
There's a new place up in Gloucester. The Cut? Is that the one?
The Cut. Yeah,
they just had a big Willie Alexander party.
That's
there.
That's right.
And, you know, COVID is over, but I'm still a little skittish about being out in crowds. So
well, let's not forget the Midway, too. Midway's been there. It's still cranking out.
It's
so.
It never went away.
Yeah. We'll always be there.
You know, the water, the beer will always be watered down. No, I'm kidding. That's fine. Actually, who's playing there? Bikini Whale is playing there on Saturday.
Oh, really?
No. I take that back. Bikini Whale is playing there Sunday. Am I right? No, Saturday. Saturday.
Square Root's become a hot spot.
The Square Root has become a great hot spot. And you know, that place is, you know, it didn't just spring up. It's been around for a couple of years. I'm just so happy that it survived COVID because it was one of those places, you know, it didn't look like it was going to survive COVID because, I mean, it's a small business and a lot of small businesses went under. And But damn it, whoever designed that PA system in there knew what they were doing. Yeah. That room sounds way better than it deserves to. And people there are really great.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good thing.
Unless you're Captain Easy Cord. I guess Captain Easy Cord got in a little drama with them. But yeah, I mean, Captain Easy Cord, really? Banned? How does somebody like Captain E, who's like one of the nicest people I know,
what do you have to do? Yeah.
What do you got to do? I think he stuck one of his body parts in the beer or something.
Okay, that might work.
I don't know. It happens.
That might work.
It, you know, makes it saltier.
By the way, we have to carry the torch. We have to find new ways to get evicted from places.
Somebody has to. Yeah. Somebody has to. And anyway, what have you ever done anything to get kicked out of a venue?
Oh, yeah. A few times. I'm trying to think. I'm from Connecticut, and we were playing a pizza place, which is really the only place to play in Connecticut. Especially if you're under 21, you get a pizza place. And
is it just any pizza place, or was this called The Pizza Place?
Oh, no. This, I forget what it's called. Some Johnny's Slice or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I was playing with these two guys, and I can't say the name of the band on the air, but it was very tasteless. And they decided that it was a good idea to steal some beer out of the back of the restaurant.
As you do.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go
wrong? I did not know this was happening. So I'm hanging out inside, and all of a sudden, cops came. One of my friends was missing. Another friend was driving away with one of the guys from the restaurant on the hood of his car. It was kind of a... It was a bad day. It was a bad day.
Things happen, you know?
So I kind of did I kind of did a Buster Keaton... Like, oh, who, me? And just kind of waddled out down the street and then tried to connect with them later.
Good like, Lord.
How's everybody doing here? Are you okay? Where are you?
Oh, man.
Some guy's hiding in the bushes.
The first, like, two bands that I was in, like the first bands that, like, seriously played in Boston and stuff, our gigs almost always wound up with us being run out of town with people yelling at us, carrying pitchforks and...
Oh, yeah.
And flames, lots of flames.
Yeah.
I don't know how I survived the 80s, but I'm here. Oh, there he is. Let's get him.
Bring back those clubs.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's like, you know, when you think of, and this is one of the reasons why I'm not that all that nostalgic. I mean, somebody got shot at Bun Ratty's. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Bun Ratty's kind of, somebody got shot at Bun Ratty's. They shut it down, and then they named themselves after the lounge on the Titanic.
There you go.
The Melody Lounge.
It's like they're just trying at that point.
And then they were just like, Local 186. It was just, what the... What
That's
the
right,
heck?
The 186.
And they still had the same jerks working there.
Yeah.
But again, another big place. I thought all the clubs were like big like that. Until I played at the Rat. And I'm like, oh, this place is a crap hole.
This is where real people go.
This is where But you know, the thing, a lot of legendary bands played there.
Oh god, yeah.
You know, including all of my bands.
But it is nice that there's still, as you said, those grassroots places that are still around. There are places for bands to play. It's further out of the city, though, and at least people
figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah,
I mean, look at what happened during COVID. All of a sudden, everybody was putting out all kinds of great videos of new, and everybody was writing some new music. It was great. It was honestly, it kept me sane through those two and a half years.
Yes,
you know, and I'm not. Everybody knows that. So let me hear a song or two from you, Nikki. What do you got?
Sure. You want a sad one or a goofy one?
Yes.
All right, cool. So I was involved with this project a few months ago. It's like a crowdsourcing thing where this group in Vermont remakes popular movies, but they crowdsource it. So every person gets designated scenes that they can shoot with either themselves or toys, or they can animate it. And we were doing Toy Story. So I sent them some samples of music, and I asked if I could help to score it. And they liked what I sent them, so they asked me to write music, but they didn't have the rights or the money to use any of the Randy Newman songs.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to write new music for Toy Story.
Write Randy Newman-esque songs.
Sort of. I mean, nobody can, but you do your best. And so this is one of the more upbeat ones. It's convenient, too, because I couldn't cuss in it, because it's for Toy Story. But this song is called All the Way to the End. I never feel the need for a perfect stranger, not when I've got the time with my best friend. Now we're at it again. We don't have to talk, we don't even have to listen, and who needs sleep when we've got a lot of nothing to do? Just me and you, hanging Laying round and watching time go by. We can take a bus or a train, but I'm afraid to fly all the way to the end. You like saltines and I like cookies. You read a ton of books and I watch movies a lot. We're a melting pot. I can work the pedals if you want to steer. We're a jackpot, firecracker, Sunday roast kind of deal. So take the wheel. I can't think of where I'd rather be. And there's so much that we've got left to see. All the way to the end. All the way to the end. Cookies, caca, bull, pocky, horse, apples, down, dirty dealings or two. But not with you. Smile like a Friday, calm as a Sunday. I can make you laugh and you can make me wanna dance. So let's take the chance. There's nobody measures up to you. And I would like to share your point of view.
And thus, Randy Newman's lawyers are scrambling.
Well, they could try.
Nice.
Please, take my medical bills. Steal my identity. I don't care.
Very cool.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we get cute.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with being cute.
Yeah. I want to try to keep this interesting. Because, you know, you go on the air with people, and they always say, what are your influences?
Yeah.
And if you were on a desert island, what kind of album would you have? So, but I'm going to ask you this one. I've got two very discreetly different styles of artists sitting right in front of me. So I want to hear, like, if you're on a long trip, and, you know, I like to listen to music while I'm on a long trip. Let's face it. It's absolutely
for
necessary.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a good way for me to listen to new stuff. It's a good way for me to listen to, like, mixes that I'm working on and, you know, think about the day, learn music on the way down, you know, that kind of thing. Do you have, like, one album, each of you? Do you have one album that is just a must listen for that long trip?
So I'm with two brains when it comes to music.
Well, give me both of them.
One brain is I want to hear something I've never heard before that I don't know, but I know it when I like it.
Right.
So I like to get into something, some new territory. The other is the comfort side, where growing up playing saxophone, jazz, chops, stuff all over the place. Love to hear that stuff, but I also love to hear my brother came home from Northeastern in Boston in 79 with Richard Hell and Iggy and things that I never heard before when I was a wee folk, and that, like, turned another part of my brain. So I've always been a sponge to different types of music depending on where I am at that time. So the long answer to a short question, I couldn't do it with one album.
Good. So two albums. who's your favorite jazz?
I found a 1950s Louis Armstrong album, my mother's collection, and I've been finding my vinyl again, and it was just an acetate of him.
Oh, wow.
Just, and it's popping and cracking, and he's doing St. Louis Blues. And you hear, there's like maybe one mic in the room, and there's a second trumpet player, and there's a horn section. And then when he starts playing, you knew it was Louis, and I'm getting shivers because this is like a one-off recording. So
it's like
that,
you're there.
It took me back, you know. And
wow.
so that day it was that Louis Armstrong album.
Damn. What about yourself, Nikki?
Ah, geez. Similarly, I'm all over the place. But if I had to pick a necessary album for any trip, it would probably be Life's Rich Pageant by REM. Is something that was one of the reasons why I started playing guitar. And Private Dancer by Tina Turner. Because
really?
That song, Steel Claw, just rips my heart out every single time.
Damn, I mean that is an eclectic pairing of artists and albums. Damn. For sure.
I have problems.
You have music
and solutions.
Oh, good lord! So who wants to go next with a tune? I mean, I like this kind of going back and forth. Yeah, and we never do this.
This is awesome.
We're just hanging out.
Tree playing with this guy over here. Yeah. I love hearing this. We just met in the back.
Right. Yeah, right. You met in the bathroom. Back.
We met in the bathroom. He was very nice.
So getting this premiere tonight live. It's called The New Normal. Basically, we all lived through it. This was kind of a one man's recollection without a playbook. How we kind of got it on and got through the day when everything changed. New normal. Let's see if we got what we got here tonight. We'll sit this out together alone. Hunker down in our shrunken home. I've cooked and cleaned. Wine's ready by two. My pajamas looking good. Morning, night, and noon. How long can it last before we go past? I can meet some friends. I can get real fast. Medication, meditation, never last. Board games, smart games, I hit the limit. Two shots of vodka, one gin, fill the gimlet. How long must this last before we go out past? In the meantime, I thought of something we can do, me and you. My TV's on, the coast is clear, my couch is warm. Sit down, my dear, got an idea. Take us to the night. Gonna binge on, afternoon delight. How long must it last before we go out past?
Nice. Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Thank you. The New Normal. So that was part of a 15-song rock opera I wrote at the very beginning of COVID. I sat down, my wife and I sat down in March of 20, and I started to flesh out, we're all locked in, and I basically started to chat out this whole comedy. It's kind of a rock opera comedy, and I ended up going back and writing dialogue and sketching out. And this is the second song from it. We actually did a song with the Teardowns called Escape to the Lake, which was the first song, last song, Act One. And it was basically when everyone went out, when the weather got good, that first nice weekend of COVID, and went out to the beaches and the mountains, and I wrote Escape to the Lake that weekend. So things we all lived through. I appreciate you giving me a platform tonight to play some of the songs, but that's new normal.
Do we have a 15 song album on the way, or?
You know, it's something I've toyed with. A local friend who's involved in the theater, I want to do it, and it's a matter of scheduling the time and really getting it all out there. So right now I get to cherry pick, and I get to pull one or two songs out of the 15, but that's my dream to someday, to get them all and do it on stage, Joel. That's what I really want to do.
It's awesome. I mean, you know, we've had many Boston rock opera things and Acme Theater and lots. You know, we haven't had a really good rock opera in a while. Like the last one was Tomorrow the World with John Surrett.
Wow,
you know, and
I'd love to bring it in here someday. So maybe we'll pull it off.
We'll have to set a date for that.
There you go.
So Nikki, you got a rock opera up your sleeve as well, or?
Oh, geez, no. I'm working on the groundwork for an idea for a musical with two friends of mine. It's about Jesus living in Las Vegas.
Nice.
So that's about as far as we've gotten. But there's enough there. I lived in Las Vegas for about 6 months. I was working for a labor union, organizing with hotel and casino workers off of the strip, mostly the hotel side of things.
How long ago was this?
That was 2016. Started in 2015. I got there in maybe August, September of 2015. And then I stayed there for about 6 months. And I was living in an extended stay hotel. I could see the appeal for people going there for a weekend, but after an extended period of time, it's just the contrast between the opulence and the money and the addiction and the poverty on the same street. Because you go to some place like the Bellagio Hotel, they have fountain shows every hour, and it's right. very colorful and big and a lot of water. Mm. And then I remember I was driving, I was at an intersection, and I saw this guy, cardboard sign, trying to get cars to stop. And I thought he had a tattoo on the calf of his leg. And then he turned a different angle, and it was just that this large chunk of his leg was missing.
Oh.
It was just this giant, open wound that he had.
Yikes.
And that was just it was right across the street from the Bellagio. So
a land shark, no doubt.
Probably more or less, yeah. Wow. No, they got those. A lot of holes in the desert. Oh. But
Have you ever noticed, like, when you walk through the casinos in Las Vegas, they're all tuned to the key of C.
What do you mean?
Wow.
Because the key of C is the happiest key. And if you're happy, you keep gambling. Gamble, gamble, gamble. You know, all the...
Yeah, they also give you free drinks. They'll give you discounted... I mean, a pack of cigarettes out there is about $5. And you can smoke inside everywhere.
Oh, my God.
They don't want you to leave.
And the thing is, they pump the place full of oxygen, too. So you're, like, full of euphoria. But after a while, like, you walk in, before you actually hear anything, you just hear this din going...
Wow.
That's wild.
Key of C is the happiest key. I'm gambling away all my money.
I lost five grand and I don't care.
Exactly. I thought that was a fascinating thing when I found that out. And, wow. and sure enough, like every time I walk into a casino now, not that I walk into a lot of casinos.
Well, we've got the one.
Well, yeah.
The one. Yeah, the big one. Yeah.
You know, I mean, the only one that I go to is you know, I go to the what is it? Down in
Foxwood.
Yeah.
Ledyard or
Foxwoods, Mohegan Sun. And that's just to see music. I mean, I'm not there to gamble.
Yeah. I went to go see the B-52s at the Twin River Casino years ago.
Nice.
And that was a strange and wonderful experience.
Mm. Wow.
But it was fantastic. I would definitely do it again if they were coming around.
I remember I went to see Asia. All right. So Asia reunited with the original lineup, right? Now my hair is long, and I got it in a ponytail, and I'm wearing, like, the cargo shorts and a T-shirt, as you do.
Right.
And I'm standing outside waiting for my wife, Carolyn, to come out of the ladies' room, right? This woman comes up to me, and I swear to God, no matter what I tell her, she thinks that I work with the band. And she's like, could you get a message to Jeff? Jeff Downs, the keyboard player. Could you get a message to Jeff? I'm like, well, I really can't. I don't work here. And
I could try.
But we had a lot of fun a couple of years ago. We went to his place and he took me to see the tour bus. And,
hey, now.
And it just kept getting weirder and weirder. Like, and then finally she's like, okay, I slept with Jeff Downs. Okay, you happy? And she got mad and walked away. I'm like, what the heck was that?
And you're just standing there.
I'm just standing there. Yeah. I'm just standing there. I get a lot of that. It's like I got that sign over my head.
You got a magnet.
Oh my God! I went to New England Comic Con. Trying to think if it was one of the years that it was in Hanover. It was like out in the middle of whatever, and we were going there because they had the Batmobile.
Wow.
You could
see Adam West Batmobile.
Adam West and Burt Ward were like the guests. So we went there. It was a band trip. It was me and the rest of Butterscott and stuff. And I was wearing my Russian hat. I had a Russian hat that my mom had got me in Russia when she's on vacation. And, you know, obviously now that's not the coolest thing in the world to be wearing right now. But I wore it and somebody like started giving me all kinds of grief about the Clintons and the conspiracies. I'm like, I'm just trying to keep my head warm. Will you just lay off?
I just came to see Batman.
Hey, freaking liberals.
Did William Shatner ever go to those? Or maybe those are sci-fi ones that he used to go to.
Well, he goes to, you know,
well,
I mean,
Star Trek.
They become kind of like, they've kind of all bled into it. Do you know that Shatner is 90, over 90 years
That's
old?
That's insane.
He does not look like he's 90, except no, like from the waist up, he looks like he's 60.
Yeah.
I mean, from the waist down, he walks like a 90-year-old man. He's got like the big orthopedic shoes and all that.
I saw him. There was last time I went to Boston Comic Con, I think it was like 2016, 2017, and maybe even before that. And Shatner was there. I did not realize how short he is.
He's not a big, he's not a tall guy. He's like 5'9 or something.
I just saw him walking through the center, and there was about three guys on either side of him, these three giant dudes with nerd sticks, just trying to keep people away from him.
Well, he used to wear lifts on the TV show, so he could be as tall as Spock.
He's a very tiny man. He could fit in your pocket.
Yeah. Whereas Leonard Nimoy, he's a tall guy.
Local guy too, I believe.
Yep. Right? He was in the West End back when there was a West End.
Wow.
And they tore down the West End to make 93.
So the Museum of Science in Boston, when you would go in there to the planetarium, I'll never forget this, the sound check, and they would go around. And they had Leonard Nimoy's voice coming out of every speaker, and it sounded so...
Who put the bump in the bump-a-bump-a-bump? Who put the sham in the sham-a-lam-a-ding-dong?
I remember that.
I wouldn't mind setting that for my alarm when I wake up. It's like the most soothing way to start your day. Just Nimoy in the morning.
Just Nimoy in the morning.
Captain, he's got green blood, man. Jim, talk to him.
We are on the Sound with Mikey D. It's 10:26 on the Sound with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford. We got Steve and Nikki hanging out. Why don't we do like maybe a couple more songs, and then we'll get into some music. Do you guys have maybe think of some songs that you might want me to play after we're done?
Yeah, definitely.
You got another tune for me, Nikki?
I got several other tunes. This one's a mood killer. So I know we've been having a good time, but this song is this is about, it's Valentine's Day. Let's get down to it. This song is about the magical time when you meet the love of your life and everything clicks, everything makes sense. You had no idea how you managed to survive as long as you have before you met this person. And you have so many happy times. Don't even argue about anything. Everything is beautiful. And then they die before you do.
Oh, damn.
And you have no idea what to do with yourself after that.
That is pretty dark.
So, this song is called, this song is called If You Should Pass Before My Time. head in flames. I drag my feet throughout the day until at night. In dreams we play. If you should pass before my time, would not be worth a dime.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. And I got to do a PSA at this point. Who wants to read? You want to read one?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go ahead. We're going to have Steve Gerace read, read a PSA.
Did you know 91.5 FM to college and community radio, no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts, if you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over the WML and Lowell broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great performing over at WZLY and Wellesley broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest of WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Damn Skippy. Damn Skippy.
Yeah.
You know, actually, speaking of UML, I used to be a DJ up in Lowell.
Really?
I started out at JUL. I was there for a bunch of years. And that was back in the day where the transmitter room was like right next to where the DJ area was. And at night, I don't know if you know about this about radio signals. At night, like, the sun goes down, so the solar radiation is out of the sky, is no longer in the sky, and radio signals can travel further and further and further away. But unfortunately, you know, it's like if you do that, then all the other stations that are on that same frequency will get kind of squelched by the stronger signal. So they have you do like this low power mode where you still have the same coverage, wow, but slightly less power. You have to do it like at dusk. And we used to always kick WMFO off the air. I'm not proud of it. Although the last time I did a show there, I somebody from Tufts called me up and screamed at me over the phone, "What the hell are you doing?" I hadn't done anything. He'd hit the wrong button.
That's kind of like the old Stephen Wright bit. He'd be saying, "I found a switch in my garage and I kept flipping it off and on and off and on and off and on. Finally, I got a letter from a woman in Munich, Germany, said, cut it out."
So I think we got time for like maybe one more tune, but let's keep this. Do we have any more stories to tell about what's what do you have coming up? What's coming up for you, Steve?
Yeah, so we have a show this Friday night at Lookout Farm Tap Room in South Natick, Massachusetts, and it's a great place for us. We actually were there years ago, and they're bringing people back in now to their tap room. They built out a beautiful spot there, and we've doing all acoustic, and we have some background singers. We have the Hard Hats are playing with the Teardown, so that show should be a lot of fun. And then on St. Patrick's Day, we're playing at the Irish Brewing of Boston on March 15th, Friday night. So we were talking back in the other room, and one of our guys actually has a backlog of Irish tunes that we never even knew existed.
Wow.
So we're going to ply him with a lot of, anything he wants. And see him up front. No, we'll probably do our normal set, but we'll have fun too that night too. So
it'll be a Jameson night, I'm sure.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And what do you got coming up, Nikki?
I've got, the only thing I really have on the books is a show on March 4th at the Jungle in Somerville.
Ooh.
It's an early matinee at 6:30, so we can all get to bed at a respectable hour.
Nice.
And hopefully be just as drunk at a respectable hour. And then apart from that, I'm just working, writing, trying to do some home recordings. Apart from that, laying low.
But and if people want to get in touch, how are they getting in touch with you?
Don't. tie a letter to a frog and leave it out at night. If it comes back, then it was meant to be. Actually, if you wouldn't mind just playing one more song, and Joel, if you don't mind, I have a PSA I'd like to read.
Okay, cool. Great.
A little personal thing.
Cool. So we'll let Steve do a tune, and then we'll let you do a PSA, maybe another tune after that.
Yeah.
All right.
And so what's this one called, Steve?
It's called In a Different Light. This is going to be the last tune on my EP. It's probably going to be come out. The song will probably come out in April time frame. And this is about being just imperfect, imperfectly perfect. That's kind of what I'll leave this one at, In a Different Light. My surface has rough edges, my diamond doesn't shine. Gotta reach around my corner, dig deeper in my mind. Sometimes my words lack reaction, fall from the vine. Sometimes they prompt reaction, hell, I'm fine. Take me now with all my shortcomings. I'm the best right by your side. Dance me till we fall over, dance forevermore. When we dance together, dance like not before. Take me now for my faults and eccentricities. Back me off the window, I'm the best I'll ever be. Take me now with all my own. I'm the best right by your side. Take me now with all my faults and eccentricity. Back me off the window, I'm the best I'll ever be. Take me now, take me now. I'm the best right by your side. What
a crazy chord to end on. That's awesome. What do you call that chord?
That's called a mistake chord.
Ah, the old whoopsie.
That's jazz, baby. That's jazz. That's
the
jazz.
Notes you don't hear.
What do you call that one?
And so before we close this out, Nikki, you said you had a PSA
real quick.
A tune.
Do the tune first, and then it's just a quick note I wanted to add to things. So,
okay, sure. What's the name of the tune?
This song is called Solitaire Waltz.
Solitaire Waltz.
Solitaire
is it
Waltz.
In 3/4?
Yes.
Well, all right.
Good answer.
Hit it.
Is that 3/4?
Close enough for rock
close
and roll.
Close enough, right, yeah. How have you been? You might be at work. Been one bad year, maybe more. You crossed my mind when I crossed the street in front of McGill's liquor store. Now me, I've been fine. I still have a job, but I to sell my green car. You moved across town, I might move again. I probably won't get very far. Each night I lie awake, and this might be a mistake, but I'll be committing more crimes if you feel much like talking sometime. all good, as good as can be, considering how they behave. My brothers have gone on biblical means. My father still speaks to the grave. My mother's concerned with what she believes. The government plants in our brains. One of my sisters is tired a lot. The other is flat out insane. I'm not sure what to do. Anyway, how's things with you? They send their love with nickels and dimes. Do you feel much like wasting some time?
Yeah, Nikki Panic and Steve Girasi, both here on the Town with Mikey D. You said you had one other public service announcement to announce.
I do, and I've had a really good time hanging out with you guys and playing music, but I do want to get serious about something for a second, because this is something that has been irking me and other folks. But I'll just start by saying that this is my own statement. It's not endorsed by Tufts University. It's not endorsed by the staff of WMFO. It is not endorsed by On the Town with Mikey D or any other organization. But I would like to take a moment to say that Tufts University has a responsibility to their student body and academia in general to call for a ceasefire in Gaza and a stop to the genocide of the Palestinian people. In the spirit of a truly inclusive student body, the value of human life, and the desire for a progressive understanding of history, the act of ignoring this atrocity is not only irresponsible, it's an acceptance of mass murder as a natural and excusable occurrence. There must be accountability held to a higher level of humanity. There have been over 28,000 deaths and over 67,000 injured so far since the violence has escalated last October. These numbers include the deaths of over 12,000 children, as well as hundreds of journalists and medical workers. It is my understanding that a majority of these casualties of violence are civilians. So much of the Gaza Strip has been decimated to the point of being uninhabitable, forcing those who live in the area into mass displacement and evacuation. It is incredibly problematic and morally reprehensible that Tufts University has failed to even acknowledge the state of Gaza as its population is being destroyed. I urge the student body to reach out to community organizations, to be present and make space for those who need to speak, and become involved in direct action towards effective change. Do not despair, although it is painful to seek hope in these times. Hope is eternal. Find solace in your friends, your family, and community. Love all that you can, and remember that an injustice to one is an injustice to all. These thoughts are my own, although shared by a multitude of people who value the truth.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on tonight. It was so, it was such a great way to have you guys both here. I wouldn't have been able to do this otherwise, you know, because...
Joel, big shout out and thank you to you, not only for tonight, but such a supporter of the local scene for so many years. You've been right there from the get-go, from the teardowns, and even when we came in here, Dan Moranci and our band was here 20 years ago with his band here, so thank you for your ongoing support of the local scene, man. Really appreciate it.
You know, I mean, you know, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I mean, I can't... There's no way I can't not do this show, you know? And a lot of it has to do with, you know, I feel that, you know, and this is going to sound pompous and stupid, and I apologize in advance, but, you know, I feel that, you know, the Boston scene has been good to all. It's one of the best scenes on the planet. And, you know, I got to make a lot of great records. I got to play a lot of really great shows. I got to work with a lot of great people. And I always felt that this show was a way of giving back to that. You know, in order to promote, you know, we're you know, using this platform to promote not only established people such as ourselves, but to expose new artists, new ideas, and that they both can live under the same roof.
Yeah, man.
Very easily.
Absolutely.
And yeah. You know, as long as there are bands that want to come and play on the show. And you know, I saw Mikey D has a sister. Her name is Sherry Linick, very good friend. Oh. She's a comedian. She does stand up and she does some acting stuff, summer stock and whatnot. And I went to visit her. She came to Quincy to do an open to do this sort of like comedy slam thing down in Quincy, and I figured, well, she's coming down from New York, I may as well come and see her. She didn't know I was going to come. I just showed up, and all of her friends were like, you're the guy that's keeping her brother's dream alive.
Hey man, listen to that.
And how can I say no? How can I, you know, I'm like, yeah I can't not,
yeah.
I can't not do the show. And you know, Mikey and I were good friends, and we played music together. I was the engineer on his show since I've been here since 1996.
Wow.
Engineering on the show, and then you know, when Mikey passed away, I started booking the bands and keeping the seat warm.
Keeping the lighthouse on.
Because, I mean, let's face it. You know, when Mikey was doing the show originally, and you know, there wasn't a lot of attention being paid to local music on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, except for like that 1 hour late Sunday night on some of the major shows, and then so you'd have MFO, you'd have like ZBC.
Yeah.
But they weren't always playing local stuff. They were playing cool stuff. Don't get me wrong. But they, you know, they weren't like playing local stuff the way Mikey was playing local stuff, and I think that's important. And right now here at Tufts, we have several shows that are accomplishing the same goal. And I far be it for me to like, you know, be presumptuous to say that Mikey would be pleased, but I think he would be.
He would. You've been the keeper of the flame, as we said, and there's so many bands on social that check in to this show, and it's a touchstone for them, and hear great music because you break it, man, so thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And if you are a band, and you can hear my voice.
Still can hear.
There are a couple of ways that you can participate in the show. You can send us an email at ottmikeyd@gmail.com. You can also reach us on the Facebook, On the Town with Mikey D. We're also on the Instagrams at ottmikeyd. You can also reach out to me personally, Joel Simkus. I'm everywhere on the internet, and I'd be more than happy to have you up here. We love having bands. We love having live music. We love having interview guests such as yourself. I can't thank you enough for braving the storm. Several inches of snow out there. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you, man.
We're going to carry on with a little bit with Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals and another Valentine's song. This is called Be Mine Tonight. You're on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Bedford. WMFO Medford.
She blinked off the grid.